the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
لكنك تقدست أسماءك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we have reached this excerpt of this divine Kumail supplication. لكنك تقدست أسماؤك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين. But you, holy are your names, have sworn that you will fill it with the unbelievers, both jinn and men, and that you will place those who stubbornly resist forever therein. وَأَنْتَ جَلَّ ثَنَاؤُكَ قُلْتَ مُبْتَدِئًا, and you, majestic, is your eulogy, وَتَطَوَّلْتَ بِالْإِنْعَامِ مُتَكَرِّمًا, said through kindness as a favor, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. Is he who has been a believer like him who has been ungodly? They are not equal. This is the continuation of the previous part that started with هَيْهَاتْ مَا ذَلِكَ الظَّنُّ بِكَ, that is not expected of you. And we discussed upon the importance of the part where Imam alayhi salam says, وَلَا مُشْبِهٌ لِمَا عَامَلْتَ بِهِ الْمُوَحِّدِينَ مِنْ بِرِّكَ وَإِحْسَانِكَ. This kind of chastisement you have mentioned is not similar to the goodness and kindness you have shown to the believers, to muwahideen, to the ones who have professed your oneness. But this part says, but you have sworn that you will fill it with the unbelievers, and you have said it yourself, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. The believer is not like the one who is ungodly. لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. They are not equal. So this implicitly means that, of course, the ones who are from among the believers should not be treated just like the ones who are unbelievers. This is not just. And this is one of the reasons the Almighty Allah has said and named and described these chastisements, in order to differentiate between the ungodly, the fasiq, and the one who is a believer, a mu'min, a true mu'min. And this is a kind of mercy. تَطَوَّلْتَ بِالْإِنْعَامِ مُتَكَرِّمًا. You have said this through your kindness as a favor.
Had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it. But sanctified be your name, you have sworn to fill hell with the disbelievers from amongst the jinns and mankind together, and to place forever your enemies therein. and you, exalted be your praises, have made manifest out of your generosity and kindness that a believer is not like he who is a non-believer.
Paradise, oh, what a feeling, paradise. Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So as you can see, dear listeners, this is the only part of the Kumail supplication wherein the part of the verse of the Holy Quran is mentioned. فَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. What is he who has been a believer like him who has been ungodly? They're not equal. Now, the kernel of believing, the reality of true mu'min, is that he turns his heart towards the Almighty Allah. So he tries to occupy the heart with the name and remembrance of the Almighty Allah. So if the heart becomes occupied with other than Allah, with these worldly distractions, then the one who is the wayfarer of the true path has not been able to actualize the reality of faith and belief. What I'm trying to say here is that the heart of a true mu'min, the heart of the mu'min who is supplicating to the Almighty Allah, must turn toward Allah. The heart must be attentive to Him whenever he tries to speak to God, whenever he tries to supplicate. So it seems that when Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions this part of the verse of the Holy Quran in this excerpt of the Kumail supplication, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ, it seems that there are two different aspects of being a mu'min and being a fasiq at the same time. Being a mu'min has two results at the same time. I mean, the result that it itself has in the inner side of the Muslim, on the nafs, and the result that Almighty Allah gives it. I mean, the rewards and the blessings and the promises of the Jannatul Na'im, etc. At the same time, being a fasiq has some different results. It somehow makes the heart die, and the person cannot realize the hudur and the presence of the beloved when he is talking to him. And of course it has some results like the fire of chastisement, etc. Dear listeners, this is a very important issue, and we will try to discuss it later on in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us in this episode, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah.
cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.